For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Browns at number two. What will they do? What will they do? Florio's thoughts coming up at 11:20. And then in the noon hour, Kevin Stefanski, Browns players, speaking in Berea, second day of OTAs. We will hear from them right here on Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy to my left is Andy Baskin. Menigan's flying the ship today. You have an offense with the Cleveland Guardians that is just tearing it up, Andy. They are 15th in batting average. That's middle of the pack there. I mean, 19th in runs scored.
Outside.
Hang on. I'm going through some things
right,
you're going to love.
Go ahead. Go.
Yeah,
go.
You interrupted. I was on a roll.
Not really, but that's okay.
You know,
keep going.
Otter looked at me, you know. 15th in batting average, 19th in runs, 10th in home runs. That's their high. In off. They're like 10th. They're not in the top of anything. And yet, solid start at 14-9. They're in first place right now. They've won 5 straight games. They've turned it around a little bit. And just like we saw last year, here they are competing in a year where we thought, will they be able to compete or not? And I thought, yes. Why? Track record, and only track record, of this front office to be able to put competitive teams on the field.
I think the other interesting part about when you look at the dynamic of what the Guardians have been able to do, like it's not like they have these gigantic lead leaguers in anything other than Stephen Kwan, who's in the top five in a
Did
couple
of categories.
Did you
say league leaguers?
League leaders.
League leaders.
Are you going to make fun of me all day?
No, I was just trying to clarify what you said. I wasn't quite
Feels
sure.
Feels like he's going to make fun of you all day.
Please don't cut that and put that with the
we're actually,
Will Howard stuff.
We're actually sitting down in the conference room today. And Andy and I are within striking distance
of each
other. Well,
we're supposed to be inside these red lines.
We are?
For the internet.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So Jeff is within, like, look, I mean, seriously, this button is probably halfway, and
I'm right. I'm hugging the line.
No, hugging the line? You're on the other side of the line. Come on.
That's right. Here's the line right here.
If I put my chair right here, we're good.
In other words, you
look
know,
how much empty space you have to
If you don't like what
there.
I do, you can turn around and slap me today.
Well, this is true. But, I mean, so, you actually – oh, see, now I wasn't
now
too
I'm
far
getting
off.
Away.
Now we're good. Now we've got – like, I'm – personal space is very, very important to me. I just want you to know that. There are only certain people who are allowed inside the inner circle.
I'm not saying a word.
Jeff, I know that we've worked together for
– All I know is they've won 5 straight, and they're 14-9.
Yeah.
And I think it puts a great spin on what's happening and what could happen this season. And I know somebody who disagrees, and he's not sitting here in the conference room with us right now.
Yeah, talk about somebody.
Go ahead, Menigan. Poo-poo the whole thing.
Get out of my personal space, dude.
Well, I'm glad we're figuring out this odd couple thing before it gets too out of hand and we have a sitcom going. So
The problem is that, you know, we're going through this remodeling phase here at the station, and Jeff and I seem to be getting closer. It was much better when we were farther apart. Jeff would sit across from me. Now Jeff sits next to me, and now he's literally into my personal space.
Do you remember the TV show Murphy Brown?
Yes.
Do you remember how Candace Bergen's character, you know, Murphy Brown, always had a house painter in her house?
Yeah.
That's our engineers. Redoing the studios completely. They are always redoing the studios.
Just wait till there's
They do a great job of it, but you know, they're tasked. Tasked with doing that. So it's, you know, they're the Murphy Brown house painters is what our engineers are. Wow. And they're great guys. They do a wonderful job.
Just wait till your mic cuts out here.
That's all right. Yeah. Paydays tomorrow.
And when you sit down, there's going to be a couple tacks on your chair.
I'm just saying they're doing what they're being
tasked to do. We have the greatest engineering staff. Well,
without
in the history
question.
Of radio. No, I just want to make sure that I'm on the record for saying that. I have no idea what Jeff is talking about. And
Ray, John, Dano, fabulous. They're just doing what they're being asked to do.
The views,
but they're like Murphy Brown's painters because they're always redoing the studios.
The views and opinions of Baskin and Phelps are not necessarily always the same, and the views and opinions of Baskin and Phelps are strictly Andy Baskin's for the good ones.
Dan, you're up there with them. Are any of the guys raising a single finger in my direction?
They're not listening.
They are not listening. They are focused in on what needs to be done to
make
the studio
talking
the
about.
Best that it can operate.
That's what we're talking about.
Just make sure you tell them Phelps is stabbing.
They're not going to listen to Dan either when he says, oh, the Guardians stink.
It's not that they stink. It's the same thing that we said in the beginning of the year when they were scuffling, which is it's 162 games. It's good that it's looking good right now. There are peaks and valleys in every single season. What is happening right now is working well, and I hope it continues to, and I want it to.
Will you give me this anyway?
But let's not sit here and immediately start booking trips to the playoffs.
I couldn't agree with you more. Can you give me this anyway?
Sure.
Looks like, once again, they'll be able to compete in their division and perhaps get to the playoffs by winning their division.
Right, but the question that comes with that is, and this is going to be very unfair.
What happens when they get to the playoffs?
Wait, how many octaves are you going to go up on this one?
You made the ALCS last year.
Yeah.
People think you're
pretty good.
People think your window is open to contend for a World Series. Are we really going to be over the moon with just competing for 162 games?
Let me throw this one at you, and I want your opinions.
Okay. That's why we're here.
I don't necessarily think this team is built to win a World Series.
I didn't necessarily think last year's team was built to make it to the ALCS. So.
I agree. I think this is a competitive team. I don't think this is a championship caliber team. I don't. But that doesn't mean they can't surprise us and do some things. I just don't think this is a championship caliber team right now. Hmm. Could be wrong, right?
Could
be wrong. Could have been wrong last year, too.
Steve's in Cleveland. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You are.
Yeah, I mean, completely. You need three starters that can go over six innings. I mean, obviously,
I don't think
that's an issue.
That. Do you?
I mean,
I don't know that Major League Baseball is looking at this. And remind me, because I think they're looking for openers and not starters anymore.
I don't know if our team's doing that.
I'll finish your statement, and then I'm gonna get to something I heard over the weekend.
It does seem like that, though. It does seem like it's changing into that, but
it sucks.
I mean, back in the '90s, they had more pitching than they would start. I mean, it was crazy. They had great pitching, and they went complete games. It's not like that anymore. And what's up with Class A? He can't find a location to save his life.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. A little distorted history there because I never thought we had great pitching. I thought we had
back in the day you did.
With Feller, are we talking about that? Are we talking about the Feller era? I'm not.
How about the
90s,
Corey Kluber era?
No, but he's going back to the 90s, and I'm like, Dennis Martinez wasn't exactly, and Oral Hershiser wasn't exactly. I mean,
gamers.
But they weren't like.
One bulldog on the mound.
Did you think either one of those guys was going to go out there and like, oh, it's guaranteed win? No, I never thought.
No, but they had really, I thought they had really competent starting pitching.
They had competent starting pitching with unbelievable offense.
Which isn't a bad
so
way to go.
So I kind of, when I go back and think about
up against the Braves.
The 90s doesn't, like, I think the reason they didn't win was because of pitching in the 90s, so. But Hammy brought up this amazing point the other day. An amazing point.
Tom, if you're listening, congratulations. You had an amazing point.
He did have an amazing point. Paul Skeens is pitching in Pittsburgh over
the
weekend.
You were ready to slap me.
Trust me. I could easily go Three Stooges on the reflection. I can see it myself right above your ears.
Yeah, Skeens was nice.
So, but he said, he was talking about the buzz in the ballpark in Pittsburgh, how fans were down there hours before because they wanted to see Paul Skenes, because they had a marquee pitcher who's a starter that people want to go to and they want to see. Fans don't want to see openers. They want to see starters. They want to see guys they think can go out and win a Cy Young. They want, as the last caller said, they want pitchers they think can go six, seven innings or maybe even have the opportunity to go a complete game. The problem is guys like Dan and his analytics killed that part of it.
Guys like Dan?
Of course, it's all like Dan. So my point is that from a marketing standpoint, you know, the Major League Baseball is hurting. I'm kidding you, Dan. That baseball kills itself by trying to do these openers rather than having starters, because starters are what the legends of the game are all about. And that we don't have that. And, you know, sometimes you got to think, what's going to put a body in the stands? And if you've got, you know, Corey Kluber even, like there were times I'd be like, oh, Corey Kluber's pitching.
Yeah, I love watching Kluber pitch.
Yeah, I mean, really, do we have any starters right now? Like, oh, I got to go. Bieber, at one point, maybe. I thought that. But the game has changed so much, and it's not helpful. You know,
maybe Bieber's coming back.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I don't know.
Maybe Bieber's coming back.
Yeah.
Matt's buzzing around town. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, just wanted to bring up one thing. You know, Jeff, I heard you say a while back something to the effect of, you know, you really don't care if the Indians or the Guardians ever win a World Series. You just like
that's not true. What I want, Matt, I want our team to be able to compete each and every year, and you can't win a World Series unless you put competitive teams on the field. So that's the first step. I like having a product that I enjoy watching, and they do provide
and
that.
Me too.
It would be great if they could win one, and I sure hope they do.
I do too. I just remember the comment a while ago. It's something I just can't get out of my mind anytime I hear you guys talking about this team competing. Like, I love watching it too. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to games.
I'm in it to win it, so please don't. Jeff and I have argued about this for 13 years. I'm in it to win it, so.
Yeah, I want to see a winner. And, you know, going to the ALCS last year and then coming back here just to compete, sorry, that doesn't do it for me. I want to watch us compete, and I will, but I want more, and we deserve more as a fan base. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Matt. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm talking about, you know, wanting to see starting pitching. Like, you know, if you knew CeCe was pitching, whether it was, you know, for the Indians, you wanted to probably go down and watch the game. And, you know, I think one of the reasons that I hate saying good things about the Yankees, but, I mean, I like Aaron Judge. I just, there's something about him that's likable, and he wears that stupid Yankee uniform.
And he's a beast.
But I still like him. And, like, if someone said to me, hey, and I don't care what city I was in, if somebody said, hey, Aaron Judge is here, or the Yankees are more so Aaron Judge, do you want to go watch him? I'm like, yeah, I do. I want to go see this guy play it, because I just, there's something about, I'm like, we're missing that. And like, Jose Ramirez is that to us right now. But, you know, the marketing, the marquee part of the game is really hurting. And to start looking at pitching as openers rather than starters.
Yeah, but our team's not doing that.
What do you mean? No, I'm just talking about what's missing in the game itself.
All right, 216-474-0092. Folks, they're in first place. Are they fooling us already? It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Mike Florio coming up at 11:20 from Pro Football Talk.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.